This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is the ranking GOP member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which recently got word that, despite earlier denials, the CIA accessed some computers the committee was using in its investigation of the CIA's interrogations of terror suspects. I began part two of a conversation with Senator Chambliss by asking him about that. The CIA admitted it went into those computers after Director John Brennan had emphatically denied it. Do you feel that you and especially Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, were lied to?
We were misled. I don't think we were lied to by Director Brennan. Here's why. Number one, the Democratic staff carried out this operation on CIA premises at their Culpeper facility. They were given computers that were supposed to be an entirely separate system from the CIA system. When the CIA realized that the Democratic staff had accessed some documents that they should not have gotten, then they did go into the computers on the committee staff side. That was wrong. And I have been very outspoken of the fact that that was wrong and that strong action needs to be taken against those individuals that carried out that intrusion into our computers. John Brennan was very open about the fact that he thought this had not been done. And the OIG did an investigation.
You believe that he did not know?
Well, the OIG did an investigation and made a specific finding that Brennan did not know it had taken place. Brennan then found out that it had taken place. He immediately called Chairman Feinstein and I and briefed us on the fact that he now understands that they did intrude on our computer and that appropriate action is going to be taken through establishment of an accountability board. All of that's well and good, but again, as I have said, if those folks worked for me, they'd be gone.
The majority report said that the torture or enhanced interrogation techniques, whatever you want to call it, produced little useful information, and you have said that it actually did produce some useful information, including some information that might have helped us in the operation against Osama bin Laden. How will we ever know, though, whether either argument is true, because most of what we would need to know to find out is classified?
Well, as late as yesterday, there was another meeting with the White House about the redactions of the report. About 85% of the executive summary, which is a 500-page report, has already been declassified, basically, and agreed that it ought to be released. The majority staff wanted, Democratic staff wanted more redactions removed, and I think some of them are going to be, some additional redactions will be removed. And ultimately, there'll be three documents released. There'll be the majority's executive summary, there'll be the CIA's response, and there will be minority views. The thrust of the majority report is that we produced a 6,600-page report on the enhanced interrogation techniques that were used after 9/11, and not one single individual was interviewed. Nobody was interviewed. Their report is simply based on documents that they read and interpreted in a way that they thought was correct. That's just simply wrong. And what they have contended is that no substantive information was gleaned from individuals who were subjected to the enhanced techniques. Now, that does not mean that everyone that was on whom enhanced interrogation techniques were used were waterboarded. There were only three individuals that were waterboarded, and that's been the big issue, particularly as it relates to the T word. But the fact of the matter is, I know otherwise. I've seen the interrogation reports. I've talked to the individuals involved. You're not only going to hear from me that significant information was obtained as a result of those interrogations, but every single director of the CIA that was acting during the time the techniques were being imposed will tell you the same thing. George Tenet, John McLaughlin, Porter Goss, Leon Panetta, all have publicly stated and will state again, yes, we received valuable information as a result of those interrogations. And, you know, the documents, I voted to release the documents. This fooling around with it does no good. We need to put them out there. Let the public make up their own minds.
Were there instances, though, where the interrogations went too far?
That's a matter of judgment, and that'll always be a matter of discussion. As there were legal opinions given to the administration and to the CIA by the Department of Justice that said that the techniques that were outlined would not be in violation of UN treaties. The disagreement is going to be over whether the waterboarding an excessive number of times went beyond what is reasonable. And that'll be forever an argument.
Back to the access to the computers. One of your Republican colleagues, Senator John McCain, has called for an independent investigation of who knew what about the access that the CIA had to those computers. Do you think an independent investigation would help clear it up?
No, I don't, because I think the facts are clear. And I've talked to John about it. I mean, they did. They accessed our computers, and that's what's got me extremely upset. And those, even though it's the majority staff, they actually work for me. We have an unusual relationship on the Intelligence Committee. All staff works for both Diane and me. And for the CIA to encroach on our space is a violation of separation of powers. And that's why we know who the individuals were. There were five of them. And some of them still work at the CIA. And if they worked for me, I'd fire them.
During the Republican Senate primary and runoff, the candidates barely mentioned you, and I asked David Perdue about that, and he just said, well, I can't really judge his time in the Senate, and you have to give him credit for trying. Does that bother you, number one? And number two, will you campaign for David Perdue?
I'm on the campaign trail for David right now. He's a really good guy, and he's going to make a heck of a senator. It doesn't bother me. I mean, their campaign is not about me. It's about what they want to do individually when they respectively get to the United States Senate. So I'm looking forward to the next 4 months going by and continuing to work hard during that time frame for the folks that sent me there, and I'm just looking forward to life after.
No second thoughts about not campaigning for re-election yourself?
My decision looks better and better every day. I'm enjoying my grandchildren during August instead of having to raise money and campaign.
Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. Senator, thank you so much for stopping by and for giving us this time. We really
appreciate
it. Sure,
Dennis. Always good to be with you.